Good morning, it's February 2nd, 2026. It's 10:07. We're a little late getting started. I'd like to welcome everyone out to commission meeting. I'm Commissioner Blackburn.
Commissioner Kerry Cook.
Commissioner Bryan.
Michael Wynn, Wayne County Attorney.
Lisa Powell, County Clerk Auditor.
Sharon Torkerson, Assessor.
Like I said, thank you for being here. If you haven't signed in, please sign in so we can make sure we have the minutes correct. I'd like to start with a word of prayer and the pledge. Commissioner Cook, would you give us a word of prayer?
You bet. Our Father in Heaven, we're indeed grateful for the privilege which we have of meeting together this Monday morning. We are grateful for the favorable circumstances in which we meet. We're grateful for those men and women who serve in the public services in the sheriff's office and also with the EMTs and our fire people. We ask thee that thou bless them in their efforts and their endeavors, that they may recall the trainings of which they have, and that they may be safe in so doing and accomplish in their tasks. We are grateful for the opportunity which we have to live where we do in the blessings which we receive. We're grateful for the good people in which we serve. We ask thee that thou bless us, that we may be able to receive the moisture in which we need in our locations, that the watersheds may be plentified and rejuvenated, and that we'll be able to sustain the livelihoods of which are generated here. We're grateful for the privilege which we have to live in such a beautiful place, and bless us that we may look around and be grateful for what we do have. And we're grateful for these blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Brian, lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Minutes. We have two sets of minutes to approve. Got a chance to look at them.
Motion to approve the minutes of Tuesday, January 20th, regular commission meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes of January 20th.
I'll second it, yes.
Motion and second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll make a motion also to accept the minutes for Monday, January 22nd, 6th.
26th.
January 26th. I'll second that motion.
Second, home.
Aye.
Thank you. Our first appointment, Jill, from, I want to say Six County, but it's R6. Thank you
come
for.
Come on, us right here.
Sure.
Come up. You tell us what to do.
Come on up.
Thank you for coming today.
Some of us don't hear very well. You're welcome to sit if you'd like.
Okay. So we're just been encouraged to attend your commission meetings twice a year. So my name is Meredy Peterson. I took over for Doug Kirkham, who retired, so I'm the director over aging at R6, and I'm just bringing a program with me to share with you what that program does and how we need your help in the community to help us push that program so we can keep it. That's what Jill's here for.
So I'm Jill Fulmer, and I'm with the aging. I'm over two programs. One is an alternatives program, and what we do is that program's designed to keep elderly in their homes longer. So we provide services like we can connect them with like home health to come in and do like personal care, homemaking. We can also provide like supplemental meals so that they are able to stay in their home so they don't have to go to care facilities. They have to income qualify for that. There is a waiting list. So if you see the need in your community, We have an intake specialist that'll do an intake on him and kind of fit him to that program, or we have other ones available too. The other program is our Age in Place, and I've got flyers for that. And this is for home modifications. So if there's somebody, they have to be 62 or older. They have to income qualify for that as well. But there's quite a, it's nice because a lot of them are like super low income qualifying. This one they can, most people have qualified that we've met with. So and that's designed to go in and help do modifications in their home. Like we can do ramps so they can get in and out of their home safely, grab bars in bathrooms. If they are unable to reach cabinets that are higher that have things in it, we can do some modifications there. A lot of them that we're doing is like, these older homes have a lot of like those tubs, so we can take those tubs out and put like more of a walk-in shower for them so they're not falling for the personal care. So
stuff like that, does the program pay for that?
Yeah, so the grant, the program will pay for it.
Is there a limit on how much it pays?
There is, but depending on what their needs are, we can kind of prioritize and get several things usually done for them depending on, you know, obviously like the tub replacement is going to cost more than grab bars or whatever.
That's why I asked, is because grab bars are very inexpensive compared to the others. So.
Yeah. And sometimes they just need like a comfort height toilet, things like that. Or so I go in and do an assessment with them, talk about their needs, and then we actually have an occupational therapist that we can work with too. If we've done like some amputee clients and things like that. And then we work with general contractors that'll come out and complete the work. So that, and it is no cost to the.
And as far as I know, we haven't done any of this in Wayne County yet. Right.
Well, I'm coming. We have a couple on our list, and good. I'll be here later this week to start good. And hopefully get.
Because I know there's need,
the
but we
out.
Just haven't ever had any.
Sure, and it is a newer program. We're kind of just getting it going. So.
Even with the other one, the other housing thing, nobody's ever really done anything more.
Yeah.
We'd like to.
Yeah.
Something I'd like to ask is if there's a place we can present our programs to. To help spread the word, we'd love to. We hit the senior centers.
Yeah, I know them people.
But any other people you can think of we'd like to present, please let us know and we'll show up.
Yeah. That might be something they want to present when they have their monthly meal.
Yeah. I've presented there a few times with the volunteer program and our tax programs come over. So.
Well, and I think there's a lot of word of mouth. Like once the word gets out, like neighbors are calling and you know, things like that, which is good. So, but the thing that's nice with this is like there isn't a waiting list. It's just a matter of us
getting
to them and getting it going. And the contractors have been great to get in and get it done, so it's not dragging out for months for them. Like
oh,
they've
good.
Been good to just really get it done for them. So.
So yeah, any of the church folks might be worth talking to too.
Okay. If you know them. Just shoot us their names and numbers or emails.
Yeah.
We just don't know.
Yeah.
And my number's on here, but they can also just call like the main number at R6, and she's the receptionist can take information that way too. So.
Remind me her name.
What's that?
What's the receptionist's name?
Kimberly.
Kimberly.
Yeah. Do you guys have any questions?
R6 does an amazing job. They have lots of different programs, and that's, yes.
There's like 60 or something.
I can't answer that one.
Yeah, I can't either, and I know I hear it all the time. 60 and six counties, and
yeah.
A lot of things going on that most of us don't know about.
And that's why we're here, just trying to help spread. So.
Okay, and this will help if on the recording the paper hears. This is a hint for the paper, if you would put this in our minutes.
Well, I've got flyers I can leave. They can just scan it in. And anyway, but we appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for coming over.
Yeah.
Let
thank
us
you.
Know
yep, thank
else.
You for coming
okay.
over.
Yeah. Okay. No, thank you.
Do you have an extra?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll just set in here too.
Thanks, John.
Approved Garkane Energy easement.
Commissioner, I've read this grant of or this conveyance of title, and the legal description is incorrect. So rather than sign this, approve this today and record it, I'd rather we fix the legal description before we proceed on this.
What's the... What is this?
It's exhibits A, and then the map. Everything else is standard issue. It's
well, there's two.
What's that?
There's two easements here. They're both...
They've all the wrong legal description.
It's the wrong legal? Did they not get it from Cole?
Yeah, look on the Exhibit A. It's the wrong amount of acreage. But we'll fix that. You're welcome to approve the grant, but I'd rather we wait until the exhibits are.
So we can approve it with that one change?
If you want to do it today, yeah.
I would say that must be that. What exactly? I guess I can't see 15 feet.
So the area, 7.64 acres, is incorrect.
What's it supposed to be? You know.
Eight something.
Oh, it's eight. So it's just off a little bit.
So you just want to...
I would say
table this till next time and get it correct and then sign it. Otherwise, we might not get it correct. So,
okay.
Entertain a motion to table this until
correct. Next, I've got to make that acreage correction.
I'll make the motion that we table the grant of easement.
I just did.
You just did? Please pull your hand down so I can hear you. Okay? I'll second it.
Okay, a motion and a second. Table this until the document's correct. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Next item, I also make motion we table it for, unless you want to go into closed session to discuss it about the sanitation equipment. Because we got some decisions that's got to be made before we can actually approve that. So.
You want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to. Unless you
want to
go into closed, let's go into closed session and then we'll see where we're at on that. I'll make that motion.
Motion to go into closed session.
Checking it, yeah.
Motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.